Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Monday, the 26th day of April, 2004. I'm Alexander Jones, Alexander Emmerich Jones, your host. And why am I giving you my full name? Because I'm not Alex S. Jones, the NPR radio broadcaster who's 60-something years old. I'm not the New York Times writer Alex Jones. There's a lot of Alex Joneses out there, and every day or two I get an email. Are you this Alex Jones? Are you an NPR liberal? No, or are you this other Alex Jones who writes for the New York Times? Or are you the Alex Jones that works for Harvard? And no, I'm from Texas, and I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. That's who I am. I think I'm going to once a week or so get my full name out there so there's no confusion. All right. Before we go back to Ken and Charles and Dave and Jim and others, in the last hour, I talked about the North Korea situation, which the evidence is pretty clear that somebody tried to kill Kim Jong-il, the psychopath. The danger in that is that Kim Jong-il has nuclear weapons and can hit any U.S. city, thanks to Bill Clinton and Donald Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld running the company that helped arm him with the material to do it. Loral and Hughes armed China with the missiles. They, in turn, armed North Korea. And now they're telling us about this new 100-year war we're going to be having. Richard Perle, known as the Prince of Darkness at the Pentagon, has been bragging at press dinners about how we'll soon be in a full-scale war with North Korea. The globalists don't like having to blow stuff up themselves. They like to provocateur people to do it. And believe me, there's nothing more they would love than Kim Jong-il firing a Taipong Dong 2, which he will do the minute he thinks that he's about to be killed. A Taipong Dong 2 missile slamming into, let's say Houston or Los Angeles or Chicago or New York or Tampa. They can hit any city they want whenever they want. And his missiles have better reach for anything above, say, Kansas City. And he has a better cone of a missile projection a little bit further down south as far as Mexico City. But as you go over towards I've seen the different government projections on what they can hit. But basically, their missiles can hit anywhere in the United States, or Canada for that matter. Thanks to our government, and I'm very angry about this. You know, the government tells you they've got to watch your bank accounts and take your freedom and make you thumb scan to buy and sell for your safety. And the NSA, through the Matrix system, has to watch everything you do. But the border's going to stay wide open, and Pakistan arming North Korea is our buddy, and China arming North Korea is our buddy, and as long as you just give your freedoms up, everything will be okay. The globalists would love nothing more than to see a U.S. city decimated, because out of that they will radically re-engineer our society into a total and complete police state. And all the mechanisms, all the groundwork has been laid for that. They've set up the skeleton of the foundation. And they've now poured the foundation with 9/11. And on that now, they want to build their new world order. And believe me, a million of you mean nothing to these people. They purposefully have brain damaged millions of children with the vaccines, admitted. They purposefully have sterilized forcibly tens of millions of women. They purposefully created Hitler and Stalin, who killed over 100 million. We'll be back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The big, big stories just get glazed over. An example of this that I went over in the last hour is that I did a whole bunch of radio interviews this weekend. And on most of the broadcast, they wanted to talk about the draft, and the talk show host would question me, why we hear you're claiming that there's going to be a draft, what's your proof? And I would say, well, on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, we have the Associated Press and other mainstream reports about how Senator Hagel and Congressman Rangel and others are proposing it 2 years ago, or 26 months ago to be exact. They began entering draft legislation, that is, to reinstate conscription. And one of the hosts said, well, you could put anything on your website. And I said, haven't you heard on the news? Well, all I heard was is Bush said that's not true. And I'd say, well, John Ashcroft said that there wasn't. John Ashcroft said there wasn't a Patriot Act 2 months after it was introduced. Bush, in his last State of the Union, said that there was no amnesty, that his proposal wasn't an amnesty. Folks, it was the biggest amnesty ever. A 6-year amnesty for everyone that's here, anyone that gets here, and allows corporations with government funds to pay to bring the illegals here. And then in 6 years, it automatically reauthorized another 4 years? that's not the biggest amnesty ever? I mean, Ronald Reagan had a one-time amnesty of 6 million. Bill Clinton had a one-time amnesty of 4 million. Jimmy Carter had a this piecemeal. And now the Border Patrol, 1 month, reported a 35% increase, now a 27% increase. It fluctuates each month, but at record levels of illegals pouring across, and they would question them. The Border Patrol Union got their members to have a questionnaire in Spanish. Why are you here? Because George Bush said we were welcome. And then they all get chastised and told to stop talking to the media and stop coming on this show in particular and to stop asking the illegals why they're here. So when I talk about our government arming North Korea, and then obviously somebody tried to kill the psychopath Kim Jong-il last week, and now it's coming out, dynamite, explosions. I mean, fuel oil and natural gas doesn't blow parts of trains 12 miles. Now, this was a very hot explosion from a witness who saw it. Now they're saying that indeed it was an explosives explosion. And he's coming back from a secret meeting with the communist hierarchy and at the very same time in the city, quote, meeting with the communist leaders, is Dick Cheney. This is how they're prodding the psychopath. 2 years ago, Rumsfeld comes out and says, here's three battle plans to attack North Korea. We're going to preemptively strike them. And these weren't just theoretical test plans. These were battle plans that he leaked on purpose that he said he wanted to engage in. Now, again, that was done on purpose to make the psychopath Kim Jong-il do something desperate. They're prodding them. Now, the Japanese, compared to the North Koreans, that is the Imperial Japanese of 1940, 1941-42, were choir boys compared to Kim Jong-il. I mean, he is a psychopath by the classical definition. Again, having Japanese and South Korean film stars kidnapped so he can kill them and torture them in his at his pleasure palace. This is admitted. But to get the Japanese to attack us, there is now a public, it's been declassified for 30 years, a 10-part plan to get the Japanese to attack us. The Flying Tigers were blowing up Japanese trains and convoys, speaking of trains, bombing them in the south, attacking their ships for a year before Pearl Harbor. They cut off the Japanese oil. They were massing fleets, building new fleets. I'm not for the Japanese, folks, but the point is our government knew about Pearl Harbor, let it happen, had a plan to have it happen, had a plan to let 7,000 civilians get captured in the Philippines because it'd be good for newsreels, good propaganda that they've got our women. We've got the declassified memos on that from Roosevelt. If they'll kill or allowed to be captured and 4,000 of them died, women and children, civilians, if they'll let 3,000 or 2,800 and something die at Pearl Harbor, just like 9/11, if they'll do all of this and then be able to cover up that our government was attacking the Japanese first, then they're going to cover this up with North Korea. The point is that Kim Jong-il is bad news, but our government gave him nuclear reactors. Paul Joseph Watson, good to have you on, my friend. Can you, in a nutshell, somehow boil down how important this is? Because it's just like the draft or Patriot Act 2. It's a documented fact that it's happening, but people just aren't aware of it. I mean, how big, how important is this North Korea situation?
Well, first of all, Alex, I hope you can hear me okay, because it sounds like a bad line, and we had a massive thunderstorm today, so I hope I'm coming through.
Okay. You sound loud and clear, sir.
Oh, that's good, man. The Kim Jong-il North Korea thing, basically the initial reports, of course, were that Kim Jong-il had only gone to meet with the Chinese officials after Dick Cheney had left, but we know that he was there at the same time because the North Korean state-controlled media only ever reports where Kim Jong-il has been after he's already returned. So he'd already been there meeting with Cheney. And the fact that this was an assassination attempt on Kim Jong-il is clear from the fact that the London Independent reported that Kim Jong-il somehow got word of this attack, changed his travel plans 2 hours before the blast, and now some of the photos coming out of that area were in fact faked, and who's putting them out I don't know, but some of the photos that show the destruction from the blast are not consistent with previous aerial photography of that area. So there's a cover-up of sorts going on from which side it's coming, whether it's coming from communist North Korea or, you know, the American or Chinese press.
Now, Paul, some people think that Kim Jong-il could have blown this up to make it look like he's under attack, but in reality, this is very important, a total dictator wants to look invincible. That's what his whole, I've assessed him, that's what his whole persona is that he's invincible, and war pictures of North Korean soldiers 500 feet tall with Americans in their hands. This is not the image he wants. Some said he could have blown this up to get aid, but he's already getting all the aid and hoarding it. So I don't see that happening. I don't see that fitting in with the MO. I see him going to China, not playing ball. Then they try to kill him. It fails, whether it's the Chinese, it was a Chinese train, quote, full of dynamite now. That's what North Korea is saying. China's admitting it. Paul, if our government really did try to kill this guy, they are out of control.
Well, first of all, you're probably right in saying that it wasn't Kim Jong-il doing this himself, because take someone like Musharraf, for example. When within the country, and Musharraf, you know, he's a dictator, but not on the level of Kim Jong-il, where within a country there is a substantial opposition, a real opposition to the dictator, such as the Muslim people in Pakistan, then people like Musharraf will fake attempts on their own life. Like, he created a fake story where Al-Qaeda supposedly threatened to assassinate him or nearly carry out an attack. That was proven to be fake because he has a large majority of the population who are against him, so he's got something to try and turn around within that country. With Kim Jong-il, North Korea, total 100% dictatorship, and you can see that from the military parades they have, which are compulsory for everyone to attend. Basically, they half the population's starving, so they're all in desperate, you know, begging mode towards the dictators there. And it would appear that that's the case, that it wasn't a problem reaction solution on the part of Kim Jong-il, but it was an outside attack. Whether carried out in accordance with China, probably not, because they seem to be buddy-buddy with him. So did Russia. We had the story where the slaves got sold between the two countries, with Russia and North Korea, 3 years ago. So it looks like that's exactly the case. It was an assassination attempt run by Dick Cheney, basically, the real president. So that's the point. Kim Jong-il...
And the point is that if this is a dangerous escalation, because they don't know what's going to happen after they kill him. They don't know what hardliner will step up. It's a totally closed society. They even admit that. And then if it fails, psychopath could have launched missiles at us. But then I guess the globalists would like that, because then they get to have their big war and have their big police state crackdown here.
Yeah, and the key is that these defense contractors, these manufacturers, Lockheed, Boeing, British Aerospace Systems, have all been caught via different methods, whether it be via Pakistan, who then passed these nukes on to North Korea, or selling them to China, who then passed them on to North Korea. And that's what Cheney was in China to do, to sell them nukes. Then these weapons defense contractors are all at the helm of it, and they link in again. They're the major contributors to, you know, every top politician in the Senate, in Congress. Because
yeah, and how many people know that? Dick Cheney was in China to sell them nuclear reactors.
It was reported by the Associated Press. They often report these things on Saturdays because the newsrooms aren't fully staffed, and it came out on a Saturday 2 weeks ago now that he was there to sell them nukes, just like...
Well, that he was going to go there, yeah.
...selling them 3-4 years ago to North Korea.
Paul, let's come back and take some calls from Ken and Charles and Dave and Jim. Then I want to get into the Iraq situation, but I'd like the callers to comment on the situation in North Korea. I mean, do you understand how precarious, how dangerous, what an escalation this is? New website launched. It's a beauty. It's prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Paul Watson, your calls, and a ton of news. We'll also talk about Iraq and the economy. Stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
In Europe, people that criticize the EU, mainstream newspaper reporters are now being arrested. Same type of stuff is happening more and more here in the U.S. That means we're hurting them. We'll get into that later as well. Paul, let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's talk to who's up first here. Charles in Canada. A lot of calls from Canada.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, Charles.
Very good. My actual name is Mandigou. I'm from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I'm kind of familiar with the situation you're talking about in North Korea. It's absolutely terrible. But what do you expect from a dictator, right? What I wanted to talk about, actually, is, you know, I have the planned video, the planned implosion quote about Dan Rather. I have another one which I think you don't have. Can I play it?
Where is it from?
3 seconds. It's from CNN. It's written, breaking news, America under attack. It's on September 11th.
Okay.
Here we go.
Almost looks like one of those planned implosions. But, of course, there was nothing planned, and it was not an implosion.
That was the first tower collapse.
But, of course, it was nothing planned, and there was not an implosion. You got to
love
that.
Well, he knows that. You know, I saw Aaron Brown actually say that. I mean, he didn't know what it was at the time, but he was sure it wasn't a planned implosion.
Exactly. Also, I'm sorry to get off subject, but I definitely wanted to speak about Zapruder tape, which I downloaded off the Internet a few years ago. And what I can clearly see in the video, many people used to say how William Greer shot Kennedy. I never saw it in the video. However, I could clearly see, and I can even pause it, Senator Connally sitting in the middle row, turning around with his left hand holding a pistol, silver pistol, chrome pop probably, and over his right shoulder, he shot the president. I don't know if you ever heard of that. I have the video. I'd be glad to send it to you. I wrote an email yesterday so I could, I wanted to basically your address so I could send it to you.
Sure. In fact, I'd like you to send
it. Did you ever hear about that, Alex?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because
I'd like you to
clearly see Senator Connally, and if you try to download this off the Internet today, it's going to be cut. The bottom of the video is going to be cut. The part where you see his hand is completely cut out, and it's a messy job, so you can actually tell it's cut.
Okay, would you like my address?
Yes, please.
It's 3001.
Yes.
And it's South Lamar, Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Suite 100.
Sweet. I love you, Alex. You're absolutely great fighting the New World Order. This is so great.
Well, let me just give you the rest of the address. Thank
you. Go ahead.
It's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Oh, 04. Okay,
perfect. Yeah, and send me that Aaron Brown clip.
I'll be glad to. And also, did you notice that any video, if you have any video of the buildings crumbling, before they actually fall to the ground, you could see the lower levels exploding.
We have that video on the website, and you can see the images as it explodes. Thanks for the call. Paul, I mean, would you like to comment on what he just said?
Yeah, I mean, when we were doing the World Trade Center 7 analysis back in January, we had on there an article, a video from ABC News with Peter Jennings, and they had a reporter down on the ground of the, I believe it was the first tower collapse, the South Tower. As that tower was collapsing, the report was saying, it looks like implosions, it looks like bombs. And then 2 minutes later, they go back to him, and he points out very carefully to Peter Jennings that this was not an implosion, that the tower collapsed in on itself, probably due to fire damage. So we see that tactic before, where they almost bring it out and then, you know, retract it minutes later. Very interesting.
And it's not just Dan Rather saying looks like well-placed dynamite or others saying that. It's the seismographs. It's the firefighters' testimony. It's the owners saying they blew up Building 7.
And now we know from people who used to work there that in the 3 days before 9/11 in the South Tower, the 50th floor up were completely closed because of a supposed electrical fault.
And in the 2 weeks before, they had 3 separate drills where they evacuated the whole buildings.
Yes, so we have engineers, so-called engineers, running in and out in the days and weeks before the attack on the buildings.
Oh, they're engineers all right, Paul.
Engineers of disaster, yeah, that's exactly the point. And we had that article up on PrisonPlanet.tv over the weekend.
Well, it wouldn't have been as scary if it was just a few hundred dead on the planes and on those floors. Had to have the loudspeakers run by Marvin Bush, who had the security contract out of Building 7, where the CIA and FBI were based, over the loudspeakers saying, stay at your buildings, stay at your post, everything is fine. They'd normally evacuate for any reason, but this time, stay there, stay there.
A massive death toll, and it had to be a giant public event for the horror of it, for everybody to see.
That's right, and well, while we're blowing up 2 buildings, these idiots won't get it. Let's just blow all the rest of them up and then get the full insurance. How's that sound? Sounds great, man. I tell you, these idiots will never get it. They're so foolish. Ha ha ha. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5 containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844 or visit them online at sunelco.com.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340 or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down,
all
down.
All right, we're going to your calls real quick here in just a few minutes. Dave and Jim and others that are patiently holding the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We've had it so good, so long, so pampered in this free society that I don't think people realize how big a threat North Korea is after our government and people like Donald Rumsfeld got through arming North Korea and Pakistan and the rest of them. You ask, why would they do this? Because out of a global threat, they can bring you a global war for a new world order as the answer to the horrors of a limited nuclear exchange by a superpower like the U.S., with North Korea that has limited long-range missiles that can hit us. Again, when they tell you we got to go to war with them, it's going to be because they got nukes. And no one will discuss who gave it to them. It's just like Saddam being business partners with the Bushes. And then they tell him to go ahead and invade Iran. They tell him to go ahead and invade Kuwait. And then that's just ignored. You better get smart. You better learn about the geopolitical scene. When I was being sarcastic before the break, you know, how the globalists sit around and laugh at us and talk about how we're stupid. We're not stupid. We're focused in on issues of little or no significance. My friends, I've made 10 films. America Destroyed by Design. America Wake Up or Waco. Police State 2000. Police State 2, the takeover. Police State 3, total enslavement. 9/11, the road to tyranny. The Masters of Terror, dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. The Matrix of Evil. They're all excellent. They expose different facets of the New World Order. They're professionally produced. You're authorized and encouraged to make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. And your support is needed as well. 90% of the people that see the videos are waking up. Please don't procrastinate. Call and get the videos. Make copies. Get them out to people today. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order the videos. That's 888-253-3139. They're $20 a piece if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. They're $25.95 if you buy them individually. A lot of them are over 2 hours long. Well, they're all over 2 hours, but some are 2 hours, 44 minutes, 2 hours, 24 minutes. I mean, each video is multiple videos combined. It's a whole education on our world and how things are really running and how things are really operating and who controls it. So again, 1-888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure online shopping carts. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We also have Paul's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, over 320 pages, detailing 9/11, detailing the history of government-sponsored terror, scaring the populations into submission. It's a great book. You need to have it. $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift when you buy one. Then there's my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, that details September 11th. It's only $12. Paul, just briefly, before we blitz through some calls and get into some other police state news and some Iraq news, we've also launched PrisonPlanet.tv. And every week I'm going to put my hour-long TV show on the website. Some weeks we'll put both TV shows up. I do two a week. We're going to have a monthly newsletter, articles that are just for the subscribers. We've already got a bunch of my videos uploaded there. Soon we're going to put your book, my book, up there for people. We're just trying to add some online pictures to the book right now. How do people sign up, and why should they sign up for PrisonPlanet.tv?
Well, they sign up. Just click on the subscribe panel on PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year, 19 cents a day if you subscribe monthly. And basically, all your videos are already on there. People can go and watch them all for, you know, $5.95. That's basically killing us with bandwidth and costs and everything, but that's a good deal that they get. As you mentioned, video, audio, every single interview from the Alex Jones Show, including, I believe you told me earlier, you've got Greg Palast coming on in the next hour, Alex.
And so it's all there at your leisure, and every week, special reports from the TV show. When a new video comes out, which I've got one in a few months coming out, it will be put on the site even before it's available in VHS and DVD.
And for those who are worried about, you know, not having broadband, not being able to view the videos, We have posted, and for all future videos, dial-up options, so the video is compressed, so people with dial-up connections will have no problems watching any of the videos. So several options to cover all bases.
And we're putting a lot of work into this because, frankly, about 4 months ago, my bandwidth cost started exploding. I now have three servers and another partial server, and so you're really helping us do this, but it also helps get the word out. And yes, you are supplementing and helping us put some of the videos out for free and the audio. We're still going to do that. It's just that you get a lot of exclusive stuff by signing up at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's a certified, you know, secure service, so it's a good, safe place to sign up. Okay, let's go ahead, Paul, and go to the calls. Quickly, callers. Dave in Utah. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I taped a Fox a movie called World War III, July of 13th, 2001, 2 months prior to 9/11. And in the movie, they have Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden started World War III. And gets into the different steps, like the biological. They do it at a Major League Baseball game. People go to the hospital 3 days later. You start getting sick. All of a sudden, martial law hit.
You know, that's one of the reasons I said that we were about to have an attack, is suddenly the news was going, here's Bin Laden. He's the bad guy. He's about to get you. Give all your freedoms up when he attacks. It was all scripted.
And so what I did is I was luckily put a tape in and recorded it. I recorded it then, and I sent you a copy, and you should have it last Wednesday.
Well, thank you. Every week a big box of mail comes in, and I end up digging through it about once a week. I didn't get a chance to this weekend, but thank you so much. Did you send it to me, standard play?
Yeah, I did, SP.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
At the Lamar address.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
And you need to put that on one of your videos, some of the excerpts on there, because it'll blow you away when you watch it.
Well, have you seen The Long Kiss Goodnight with Samuel L. Jackson, one of my favorite actors? In that, the secret government group has bombed the World Trade Center. They're going to do it again to kill 4,000 people, to blame it on their enemies for weapon sales. Paul?
Yeah, it's the whole in-your-face thing. Even with the New York Lottery, which... everybody knows that me and Violet post all the news stories for Alex on the website that he reads from, so we know what he's saying. It's all verified. Even I didn't believe, though, at one point. I thought Alex had made a mistake, that the New York Lottery turned up 9/11 on the first anniversary of 9/11, until I found the article that Alex posted in the Globalist Secret Language article. So I took Alex's challenge. I didn't find it, but then even I was shocked when I found that it was in fact true. So I guess that proves that I can still be shocked, which is a good thing. But it's the whole thing about throwing it in our faces, and we need to post all these things in one place. Long Kiss Goodnight, Lone Gunman, all these different movies that did this.
One other thing too is in the movie it shows the sickness outbreak on the cruise ships. And I posted a lot of the news articles in the box with the video showing you that on the cruise ships, they've had all these outbreaks, so they're just throwing it in our face with these movies being shown way before 9/11.
I hear you, my friend. Thanks for the call. You know, to mention anecdotal evidence without going through all of it, it's kind of a disservice, though, because we had the Fox show Lone Gunman, where a secret government group hijacks a jumbo jet to fly to the World Trade Center for martial law. In a Philips TV ad 2 years before 9/11, F-16s bombed the World Trade Centers, and it says, Philips changing the way you live your life. I mean, it's incredible. And then right after 9/11, they said, your life has changed forever. This is the new America. Let's talk to Jim. Jim in Illinois. Jim, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine, sir.
The reason I'm calling is real quick. The reason why I think there's going to be an attack on America real soon, and probably from North Korea, not just the fact that someone trying to assassinate him, and I really do believe that, especially when I first heard it. If you look at the money, over $50 billion a month is being taken out of this country, and a lot of jobs are being outsourced out of the country. And if you think about it, if people know, not all of them, if people know that something's going to happen here, then you would, you know, pack up and leave. And that's what's really going on, I think.
Well, Bush says that exporting jobs is good. We need to accelerate that.
Well, the thing is, though, I think that, well, he can easily say that, but I think if you knew that a tornado was coming, wouldn't you try and get shelter? And I think a lot of these companies know something's going to happen down the pipe, so it's better to have their companies established overseas and take the money out of the country.
Well, I would agree with you to a certain extent, but to take that data and extrapolate it to what you just said, I think that that's part of it, but a small part of it. The globalists 20 years ago said they were going to take all our jobs, get rid of the middle class, create this global economy, modern mercantilism, where they only let certain things be manufactured or done in certain regions, and then the global controllers of the world economy then have more of a micromanagement mechanism. And if you don't know what mercantilism was, one reason for the war against England in 1776 was the British government wouldn't allow the United States to produce value-added items or finished goods. We could only deal in raw materials.
Mm-hmm.
They would only let the Caribbean holdings of the empire do that. And then they had all the manufacturing in England itself to bring them control. And so this is a modern mercantilism, and I had already noticed that years ago, but Then the World Bank documents came out and said just that. So it's a tool of control. Thanks for the call. Paul, any comments to what he said?
Yeah, most people need to realize when they blow out the economy, when it finally does happen, they're going to have to replace it with something else because they're not going to risk any kind of anarchy taking place. So it's exactly as you've outlined before. Replace it with, you know, working for Homeland, Homeland Draft. Replace the jobs with security jobs. And I was thinking, when this draft does go through, if it does within the next, you know, 3, 5, 6, 7 years, how will they ensure that people actually, you know, comply with this? Because the major reaction you're going to get from it, if you institute this Homeland Draft, is people, you know, walking off their jobs. So they're probably going to have a big problem with that and then announce the solution, which will be, at the very least, RFID tracking chips or even implantable microchips.
Well, they've already announced that. Governor Ridge said that we're going to have this ID card to have a job, and that's what they're setting up. That's what they're doing. And Ann Richards built 300 prisons in Texas because all the little towns shut down, no more farming. And so it all went to prisons. I mean, that's the new economy. And then to fill the prisons, paddy wagons drive around just randomly grabbing people. This has been in our news, taking them to the prison. Let's go ahead and talk to Ishmael in Canada. Go ahead, Ishmael.
Hey, Alex, I was just wondering about, well, actually, you mentioned Mao and Hitler and Stalin, how the globalists put them in power. And so I thought to myself, what role would disenfranchisement from 1896 with separate but equal laws in the States have to do with global domination?
Well, I mean, to say that black people didn't have their freedoms and to say that's part of a global plan, I think that's just the same mindset of slave masters who enslave other human beings. I wouldn't say that was part of the New World Order, because the New World Order is simply the Old World Order trying to maintain slavery.
Oh, okay. And so would you figure the disenfranchisement thing was a psyop for them to test out and work on 20 million people, maybe the world?
It wasn't that sophisticated back then.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. That's all.
Thanks. All right, thank you for the call. One last call that we'll cover news for the until the end of this hour, and then we'll have Greg Palast on BBC. Dave in Texas. Dave, go ahead.
Good show. I was wondering, are you going to have your shows on MP3 on Prison Planet TV? First,
well, we're not going to have... Yes, my TV shows are going to be on the website, some of the better radio interviews, a monthly newsletter, original articles. I mean, my videos are already there. Last week's TV show is already there. Every week a new video online for my local television show, and it's for 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, and for 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year.
Good deal. The one comment I wanted to make real quick, and I know this. I used to be a staffer for Charlie Rangel, and the reason that he introduced that bill was he figured that he would wake people up by making something so crazy as a draft. It wasn't like he really wanted a draft. He just knew that if he put the legislation, it would get people talking, and they would be talking about the whole issue of, you know, the unfair war in Iraq and how, you know, it would actually get the middle class involved in being drafted, and it's
well,
not
sir,
so much.
Sir, you work for Congressman Rangel, and you're saying, and what you just said is exactly what he said a year and a half ago when he introduced a draft bill. But he said, yeah, well, you know, we've got all these rich guys. Maybe they'll back off the war once their kids have got to go.
That's exactly it.
But we all know their children are going to get a draft deferment, and Senator Hagel's introduced one. There's 12 different bills. The Pentagon is trying to move forward with the draft boards. They're serious, and I think that Mr. Rangel is playing his liberal constituents by going, oh, this is just a joke to get people ready for it.
Could be, but if nothing else, it's getting people talking about it, and that's what we need to do, because so many people are just concerned with sports television that they don't even care about this political stuff. And
well, sir, Bill
and
Clinton,
realize their children are going to go out to war and die, then it becomes more important.
Well, Bill Clinton, in his last year in office, had a study done saying we need the draft. So they want this. The Democrats want this, too. And see, Rangel now is saying, oh, I did this just to get a debate going, but after a terror attack, oh, we never thought it would pass. Oh, we can't believe it. Look, they really are moving ahead, Dave, with the national draft. Paul?
Well, yeah, whether it was unwittingly, Rangel started the ball rolling, because his bill is very similar in its terminology to the lighter bills, which were advocated by Republicans. So he started the snowball rolling on that issue, and if it was unwitting, then it was a big mistake from his part.
Well, there were bills before he introduced that one, too. Thanks, Dave. There have been draft bills introduced for over 2 years, folks. But still, people talk about how it's a rumor. There's a lot of denial out there, isn't there, Paul?
Certainly is, and one thing I wanted to cover before I get off here is I've just posted a raft of articles on PrisonPlanet.tv about the British ID card, talking about what they get out of this. They've announced today in the bill $5,000 fine if you refuse to take an ID card. And David Blunkett, our Home for Europe, publicly said that it's to head off anyone becoming a martyr, refusing to take the card and being an example to other people, which is why the card failed back in the 50s, because that's exactly what happened. So they're trying to head that off at the pass with a $5,000 fine for not taking one.
All right, we'll be back. I want to get into some Iraq news and arresting reporters in Europe if they criticize the government.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We could have spent 3 hours on this, Paul. The EU, a rotten state, London Telegraph. The exposure of the United Nations oil for food scandal serves as a useful reminder of the general rule that the less accountable an organization is, the more corruptible it is likely to be. Really? I thought secret government was good. In practice, democratic accountability can be effective only at the national level. All power tends to corrupt, but the supranational power corrupts greatly. And it says the UN is a perfect example. So, too, is the European Union. Both have repeatedly promised to put their houses in order, but the scandals merely recur in slightly different forms. And it goes in to say Hans-Martin Tillich, European correspondent of the German magazine Stern, is well known in Brussels as a scourge of corrupt officialdom. Last week, Mr. Tillich was suddenly arrested by detectives on the orders of a Belgian judge acting on instructions from his crony, the head of the European Commission's anti-fraud office. And they said that he had reported secret government activities, and in the secretive culture of Brussels, a journalist is only as good as his sources. These police state tactics are intended to intimidate whistleblowers. And it goes on, you've had people arrested in England who criticize the EU, Paul. There's another article here that reports Blunkett to legislate for thought crimes and guilt by association. I mean, what is going on in Europe? It seems like you guys are racing along almost as fast or faster when it comes to attacking the free speech than we are.
Well, why don't they want people talking about the EU? I've read the European Constitution. Basically, it hands over all sovereign power over, you know, military, economic, judicial, policymaking, right over to these handful of unelected dictators in Brussels. What's more interesting is that there was a parliamentary debate last week where Blair came out and said that even if the British public vote no to the European Constitution, which from the polls is what will happen, that he will just go ahead and keep having more referendums until they vote yes. And he took the example of, that's what they did with Ireland, where they voted no in 2001, had the referendum again in 2002, and the vote was yes. So they're able to propose legislating away national sovereignty in the first place because Britain has no written constitution.
And also under the EU laws, you can't criticize the government. That's hateful and wicked. You've got hate crimes police task force raiding hundreds of homes a week for people's speech. We had a BBC reporter who said that rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and gays. He was arrested for saying that. I mean, we interviewed him.
Yeah, actually, the London Guardian report today that the government's own inquiry into the new stop and search powers that the police have acquired concluded that the majority have been exploited and used not on Muslims but on peace protesters, people criticising against the government. And that their own inquiry said that they're equating terrorism with protest. So across, you know, across the pond, it's the exact same system.
We see our courts throwing out the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Your courts are throwing out the Magna Carta. Blair said before 9/11 he wanted to, quote, scrap the Magna Carta.
But it gets worse. I was talking about the ID card in the last segment. This new bill gives the police the authority to stop anyone on the street, even if they don't carry an ID card, and carry out a on-the-spot biometric eye scan, which is then compared to a national database.
Which, by the way, our police are now putting in. Paul, it's total tyranny, has nothing to do with terror. They're behind the terror. China's using the Al-Qaeda threat to crack down now. I mean, Al-Qaeda's the best friend of dictators everywhere.
And that's why it's created in 79 by the CIA and continues today, this mythical belief that it even exists when the only Muslim extremists that do exist are in disparate groups. They don't. The word Al-Qaeda isn't even known in the Muslim world. It's just random groups of Muslims, and certainly not this giant organization that we're told to fear and give up our rights.
That's it. Paul, we'll see you at prisonplanet.tv. God bless you.
Thanks, Alex.
Third hour coming up with Greg Ballast.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.